Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about go to work in Chinese. We have co-founder and chairman of Notel, Edward Shondorovich. Hi, Edward. 你好.
Hello. How are you? 你好.
你好. I know that you work very hard and you also have a very relevant venture called Notel. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I think everyone works hard. Notel is a company which provides flexible workspace to growing teams, sort of like a headquarters as a service.
Right. Okay. And you're based in New York?
Yeah, right now it's all in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be in other places later.
Right. Okay. So you provide a space and the environment and the services for young companies.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works.
Right. Okay. So let's learn how to say go to work in Chinese. The way to say go to work, we say 上班.
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 Yeah, 上班. 上, it sounds like Shanghai. It's the same word. It means go up.
Oh, what does Shanghai mean?
Shanghai is above the sea.
Oh, it is above the sea.
It is, yeah. So Shang is to go up and Hai is the sea, so Shanghai. And then to say go to work, we say Shang. And then the second word, it's Ban.
Ban.
Ban is the first tone. Ban.
Ban.
Ban. So Shang is to go up is the fourth tone. So actually the sound, we go down. Shang.
Shang. Ban.
Shang Ban. Ban is the ancient word, and the shape of the word or the character is actually a knife slice in between the two jades. So originally there was one jade, and then the knife slice in between, and the one jade becomes two jades.
Oh, so you're going to create value.
Yep, that means to slice. And then at that time, jade was like a very precious, not really commodity, precious asset in the society in ancient China. And then so the concept here is to divide into different units and then turn to into ban. That could mean you have a unit of work. So when we say shang ban, it's to work.
It's interesting that it's very similar in Russian.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the word ruble actually comes from the word to cut. There were cut pieces of silver.
Oh.
So each ruble is a cut piece of silver.
That's interesting. The ruble is the Russian currency. And then, in fact, the ancient Chinese currency, they used the seashells to represent Chinese currency.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the different culture.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And then to say to finish work, we say 下班.
下班.
下班. 下 is to go down. So when you go up to...
Oh, you go up to work and then you go down from work.
That's right.
Cool.
下班 is to finish work. And then when we say, okay, you have the early shift, then we say 早班.
早班.
早班. 早 means early. So early shift. 早班.
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 So since I'm working from home right now, how would you say working from home?
We can just say 在家工作, and that's actually the direct description that you work from home. 在家工作.
在家工作.
家 is your home.
Uh-huh.
And 工作 is to work.
But it's different from ban.
Different from ban. When you say 上班, that normally it shows that you actually go to a work space. Like where you...
Like an office.
Like an office. But office it has a different term, which we will learn in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
So in the office, you can say office space, and then the flexible working hour, we say 弹性工时。
弹性工时。
弹性工时. And there are four characters. If we decipher them, that's much easier. 弹.
弹.
Yeah, 弹, the original meaning was like a slingshot. And you can imagine that was a little branch with elastic bend. So that means tan with flexibility. And xing means nature. So with a flexible nature. Tan xing gong shi.
Tan xing gong shi.
Tan xing is flexible.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So if I can say you are very flexible, you is ni.
Yeah.
You are very, that's hen yo.
Hen yo tan xing.
That's right. Hen yo tan xing. Could be mental flexibility, physical flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So let's start again. 上班, it's to go to work.
上班.
And to finish work, 下班. That's right. And early shift, 早班. 早 is the third tone, and it's a very useful word when you say, hey, good morning.
Oh, 早.
早, that's it. Right, so let's have a little test.
Let's do that.
So, let's say, go to work.
上班.
Perfect. How to say, finish work?
下班,
that's great. And how to say, morning shift?
早班.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much, Edward, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about to work, 上班, finish work, 下班. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Edward.
再见。